This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The death toll from Morocco's deadliest earthquake in more than six decades rose to more than 2,800 on Monday, and rescuers raced against time to find survivors. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston has more.
Near the epicenter of Morocco's deadly earthquake, devastating loss is coming into focus. Brahim Ait Nasser's 7-year-old son, Suleiman, was sleeping when the 6.8 magnitude quake struck.
There were guests here at my house, and I told my wife to take him to his room to sleep. And she took him to this room. As she came back outside, the earthquake happened, and the ceilings were destroyed, and they fell on him.
Despite so much loss, Brahim says he plans to rebuild here and is just grateful for the memories he has of his son.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. At least 150 people were killed when freak floods hit eastern Libya, officials said Monday, after Storm Daniel swept the Mediterranean. Images filmed by residents showed a disaster area, and speaking on a Libyan network, the prime minister of the east-based government reported more than 2,000 dead and thousands missing, but no medical sources have confirmed the figure. U.S. President Joe Biden hailed the fortitude of Americans on the 22nd anniversary of the September 11th attacks in a visit to a military base in Anchorage, Alaska. Nearly 3,000 people died in the attacks when Al-Qaeda hijackers flew planes into New York's World Trade Center towers and into the headquarters of the U.S. military near Washington, while a fourth plane crashed in the eastern state of Pennsylvania.
Those terrorists could not touch what no force, no enemy, no day ever could. And that is the soul of America.
This is VOA News. Moscow and Pyongyang have confirmed North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will visit Russia to meet Vladimir Putin. AP correspondent Karen Jamas reports.
The highly anticipated meeting with President Vladimir Putin has sparked Western concerns about a potential arms deal that could fuel Moscow's war in Ukraine. A brief statement on the Kremlin's website said Kim's visit is at Putin's invitation and would take place in the coming days. The visit also was reported by North Korea's official KCNA news agency, saying he would meet with Putin. I'm Karen Chamas.
A day after violence and arson marred a memorial march, Chile marked 50 years since the coup that brought Augusto Pinochet to power, with events Monday honoring the dictatorship's thousands of victims. Leftist President Gabriel Boric led an event at the presidential palace to commemorate the violent U.S.-backed ouster on September 11, 1973, a date that divides Chileans to this day. The presidents of Mexico, Colombia, Bolivia, and Uruguay were in Santiago to attend the ceremony with poetry readings and musical performances. A series of coups in Western Africa is putting the unity and capability of the regional bloc ECOWAS to the test as it seeks to restore civilian rule in the four nations that have joined forces to resist economic sanctions and potential military action by the 11 other countries within the bloc. Mohamed Youssef reports.
The Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, is grappling with how to deal with the military junta in Niger, which has been in power now for over a month. In response, ECOWAS imposed trade sanctions on Niger and even threatened military intervention. But the ongoing political and security crisis in Niger, Burkina Faso, Guinea and Mali are proving to be challenging for the other 11 ECOWAS member countries. Mohamed Youssef for VOA News, Nairobi.
Between January and August, the United States was struck by a record-breaking 23 weather and climate disasters where losses exceeded $1 billion in each case, official data showed Monday. The tally for 2023 has already exceeded the previous record of 22 such events in 2020, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration said, and 4 months still remain in the year. These disasters include fires in Hawaii in August, flooding in California in the spring, and Hurricane Idalia that made landfall in Florida nearly 2 weeks ago. Since 1980, the U.S. has sustained $371 billion events adjusted for inflation. I'm Joe Ramsey.